Hey y'all, the doctor is in the building. This is Dr. Christian Anise, and today we're going to talk about opportunities because I know a lot of you have heard, don't miss your opportunity. You know, don't let that opportunity pass you by, but everything that looks good, sounds good is not an opportunity. Just because it's giving you FOMO, which is the fear of missing out, does not mean it's a good opportunity. You have to know which opportunity is best for you, you know, because every opportunity is not equal. All right, for everyone. Everyone's situation is different. And although everyone needs to make money, earn money in order to live and survive and all of that great stuff, it does not mean that just because someone is dangling an opportunity in front of your face and making it sound good, that it's your job to participate in it. All right, you're not obligated to participate in it, and don't fall for it because it's a sales tactic 9 times out of 10. That's why it's always great to know what your needs are. Have a clear understanding of your wants, your desires, your needs, and your goals. Because if you don't, every opportunity that does come your way, you're going to look at it as, oh, this is my chance. This is my opportunity. And I've been in business for a very long time. And I can tell you this, I've, you know, jumped on several opportunities that have been presented to me and that have come my way because they were dressed up so beautifully that it made me think, you know what, this is the one, this is what I need. This is going to get me to where I need to go. And it was none of those opportunities that got me there. Honestly, it was the day that I decided that I was going to give myself the opportunity to grow. I was going to sell myself, you know, and give myself FOMO or whatever. And when I did that, that's when I elevated financially, spiritually, you know, mentally, all of that stuff. And it's not to say that the opportunities that are out there are not good, because there's some really great ones. And I learned a lot from some of the opportunities that I did take on, you know, previous to taking it on myself and giving myself an opportunity. Because when you say join a company, okay, because I'm not I've been around MLMs, network marketing, for a very long time. I'm not objective to them. However, at the end of the day, you have to really be careful, you know, when selecting those opportunities. But what I did learn was, you know, how to sell, how to close, how to pivot, how to build a team, how to become a leader. So I'm not going to say that I did not learn anything from these opportunities. I did not grow from these opportunities. I learned a lot and I grew a lot, but it came to a point where it was just like, okay, I know me. I know my goals. I know how I want to move. And that's what made me really push the whole entrepreneurship thing, doing my own business, doing my own networking, you know, team building and all of that stuff. All right. So, and that's just because that's just in me. That's just who I am. But I did learn a lot from joining those programs because they taught me how to operate the business, you know, how to run the business, how to structure and all of that. And that's why I was able to publish a book, a best-selling book on Amazon called Rich Girl Code. I was able to create multiple businesses with multiple income streams. I was able, most of all, to help other people. And that was mainly my main thing. I wanted to help so many people. My first goal was only 400 women, and that shot up to, you know, 1,000. And then from there, it just started going. But again, coming back down to the opportunities, is not because of the opportunities that were presented to me. It was because of the opportunity that I presented to myself. I set myself down and said, look, sometimes you have to have a conversation in the meeting with yourself. And my grandma always said, you can talk to yourself as long as you don't talk back, you know. But I had to sit myself down and really map out my life. Like, what do I want? What do I need? What are my goals? And not just me. You know, I am a mother at the end of the day. So, you know, I asked my children, what are their goals? You know, what are their needs? What are their desires? What are their wants? Because that's important to me. And that's a conversation that I don't hear a lot, where people, you know, are actually taking into consideration what their family needs, wants, and desires are, and their goals. Because if you're a mother, or
you know, you're responsible for your family and all of the family unit, you need to know. You need to sit down and have that conversation. When was the last time you actually sat down as a family and had a conversation about their goals, about their dreams, about, you know, whatever it is that's going on in their life? You know, what would they love to do? Where would they love to travel? You know, all of that type of stuff. It plays a part and it matters. Because when you say that you're building a legacy, or you're an entrepreneur and you're building a legacy, how? How are you building an actual legacy if you're not even communicating with the people in your family or the people that you're supposedly building this legacy for? You don't even know if they want what you're building. So it technically can't be a legacy unless you're training up someone in your family so that you can pass it down and that they're willing to be a part of it. Because you can't force somebody to take over your business or your company once you're gone and just be like, oh, you have to do it. They don't have to do anything. And now all that time, effort, money, everything that you put into this legacy is not going to be. The money may be there until it runs out, but the legacy is your children or your family actually taking on that business, that company, that role, and keeping it going for generations to come, not just one generation. I mean, generations to come. And this is when we're talking about generational wealth building, you know, not just being rich for the time that you're here on earth and that's it. Because when rich people or wealthy people actually build wealth, they build wealth for generations to come, at least three generations. So when we see people, you know, throwing that generational wealth word around and all of that, like a lot of times they don't even know what they're talking about. They're just saying it because it sounds good. It's a great sales tactic. It's a great use of words when you're talking about, when you're providing an opportunity to people. And it prevents, I mean, not prevents, it gives people FOMO, fear of missing out, because who really wants to miss out on a chance to generate generational wealth, right? So I'm leaving this to say, when it comes to opportunities coming your way, every opportunity is not your opportunity. You're not missing out, because if it's an opportunity, you can come back around to it. Even if they're saying this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, if it's a company, it is not a once in a lifetime opportunity. You can come back, join, enroll, or whatever. And I do suggest that, you know, if you're new to the whole business world, you want to become an entrepreneur, you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do, you don't have that much financially, you know, you're limited in the knowledge and resources as well as support, I highly suggest that you look into joining a business like an MLM or a network marketing company, because they are going to teach you. They're going to train you to become a leader. They're going to, they have the community and the village that you need in order to, you know, gain that momentum, you know, get on track and hit the ground running. They're going to give you the operation, which is the standard operation procedures when it comes to running a business. Because no matter what type of business you're in, as long as you know the basics, you can do anything. You can be in any type of business, long as you know the basics. And these MLMs and network marketing companies, they do show you that. I can tell you that. Now, there are some that are just not good and, you know, it's just a cash grab. But for the most part, you know, long as you do your due diligence, I always tell people, do your due diligence. Do not just go based on what somebody said, what you heard, what somebody is marketing. Because again, I've told you before, lifestyle marketing is a way that a lot of people, like on Instagram and social media, is what they're using in order to close the sale. If I go to the Mercedes dealership and go buy a brand new G-Wagon and tell you that it was because of X, Y, and Z, 9 times out of 10, most people are going to join. Why? Because I'm feeding off of your desires. You're looking at my lifestyle marketing and I'm feeding you a desire. So I'm dangling this pretty object in your face telling you, well, if you do this, then you'll get this. And that's not really reality, you know? So just watch out for that, you know, and just do your due diligence, ask questions. And before joining any opportunity, know exactly what you, your family, whoever, you know, is important to you, your legacy. Know what they want, know what they need, know the goals, you know, always inspect what you expect, you know. So I'm just leaving you with this message today because I know that several opportunities may come your way. And at times it may seem like a great opportunity, but you really have to know you. You really have to know what you're capable of, what you're willing to do, because a lot of opportunities come with what you put in is what you get out. And that's really life, really. It's not just an opportunity. That's life. Stop looking for handouts, because if you're looking for handouts in order to get rich and you have this goal of becoming rich or, you know, having all this high income or whatever, but you don't, you yourself aren't willing to put in the work. You just want to sit around and just collect a check. That's not going to happen. I don't care how much people, you know, say that online. Oh, I just get money while I sleep. Hey, I'm one of those people that have gotten money while they sleep. I do get money while I sleep. But you know how long it took to get to that point? Do you know how much time and effort I had to put in to get to that point? And I'm not talking about thousands while I sleep. That's every now and then. That's probably when I'm like running a campaign or something like that. But on a consistent basis, like this morning, I checked my email or my PayPal account for my digital business. And that alone brought in like $450 or yeah, it was $450. Okay. And then that was for the digital business. Now that's while I was asleep. And that, and again, that's good money. Don't get me wrong. I'm never going to downplay that. But, you know, when people were like, oh, I made $30,000 while I was asleep, like, sis, come on now. Like, the only way people are really making that type of money is because of the network that they have. And that's where I'm going to go right back on over to network marketing, MLMs. You can build up that type of network by learning from those type of companies how to do that. You know, because my money comes from my email list, period, point blank. It is not from posting online or running an ad. It's mainly from my email list. When I run ads and post online, that's to get people to follow. It's not, it's more of a lead, you know, magnet. It's not, oh, they're going to buy. No, they're not, because those are people that are on the fence. Those are people that may not know me, you know. Those are looky-loos, but you want to collect their emails. You want them to know what you have to offer. So you lead them to subscribing in some sort of manner, your email list. And then from there is when you start nurturing them and you start offering things and you run a campaign and you'll start seeing money coming in. And that's what these gurus are telling you, okay? So I'm going to leave you with this. Every opportunity is not your opportunity, but there is an opportunity out there made just for you. And before you decide to jump into any opportunity, create an opportunity for yourself. Know exactly what you want. Know exactly what you need. And also speak to your family, because that is your legacy, you know? So know their wants, their needs and desires and goals as well. And together, I promise you'll be able to create the perfect opportunity for yourself, for generations to come. Until next time, this is Dr. Christiane Anise. Bye.